Mesechtes Gittin Daf Chav Zayin at the top of Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph at the new Mishnah Hamevi Get Ve'Avodim Menu, that if a shliach is bringing a get and he loses the get Matzoy La'Alta, if he finds it immediately then kasha, then we won't have a chash that maybe it's a different get and therefore the get is kasha Bin La'av Puzzle, and if he doesn't find it immediately then the get will be puzzle, as Rashi says Shem Me'achan Ofel, as maybe this get fell from someone else Ve'Ein Zeh Shaloi, and therefore this get was not written L'Shma, and you can't use this get to be Megarish this woman. And the Gemara at the bottom of Daf Chazayin on Beis will define exactly what the shear is of La'alta, and we will see six different shitas. And the Mishnah continues, Matzai Bechfisa, Oy Bedluskma, that if the Shliach finds a get in a kli that is his kli, and either in a Chafisa or Dluskma, and the Gemara will explain that a Chafisa is a leather jug, and the Dluskma is a large sack, and Rashi over here says, V'yishim Bekli Shu Shalai, and he has a simon that this kli is his, and the Mishnah continues, Imakiri, and Rashi says, Milsabapi Nafshi, that this clause in the Mishnah is a separate clause, and Oyoiktani, the Mishnah is actually teaching us a separate din, and even if the Shliach does not find his get in his Kalim, but he says that he recognizes that this is the get, then the get would be kasha, and he'd be able to give it to the woman. And even though this is the gist that we have in this Rashi, however, Rashi in the Daf Harif says as follows, Imakir kasha, and this is not a separate clause, and the Mishnah is teaching us that even if the Shliach finds the get in one of his Kalim, that it would still only be a valid get if he's also makir that this is the get. However, Rashi says, Avabolei Chafisa, if it's not in his Kli, Afilu Makir, that even if he recognizes that this is his get, Loi, that we would not believe him, Loi Samchina, Tfidus because as we will learn in the Gemara, that the only time that we actually are Samech on someone's Tviya Sayin is only by a Tzum Rabbanon and not by a regular Shliach. And some Rishonim explain the words Imakiri that it's referring to the actual Chafisa or the Luskuma. And since the Shliach is the one who found the get in his own Keli, therefore, as long as he recognizes his Kli, it would be valid and it would be a Kosher get. And this is the Shita of Taisis as well as other Rishonim. And we begin on Gemara, the Mishnah just stated that if Shliach loses his get, as long as he finds it right away, then it would be kasha. However, if he finds it at a later point, then it would not be kasha and it would be puzzle. And the Gemara asks a stereo from a Mishnah Masechet Bava Metzi on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph for a minu, as the Mishnah states, Matzah Gitei Nashim, if someone finds a get of a woman, v'shechuri avadim, or a shtar shichur av eved, daitiki, or a shtar v'shechiv mera, or matanis, or a shtar matana, of a person who is well, v'shevrin, or receipts, harezeh le'yachzer, the din is that you can't return these documents to either party. And the Mishnah gives us a reason, Shani Eime, because we say, Ksuvim Hayu, that although these Gittin and these Shtaris were written properly, however, Nimachalein Shleilinan, but we have to be concerned that maybe the person who wrote this get or this shtar decided not to give them to the proper party, and therefore you can't return it to either party. And the Gemara is Medayik, Ha'amatnu, Noisin, Vafilos, Man Ruba, and it's mashed from the Mishnah that the only reason why you can't give it to either party is because we're concerned that maybe the party that's affected didn't deliver this get or the shtar to the other party, and they decided not to use the shtar or the get. However, it's mashmur that the get or the shtar is a valid shtar. And as Rashi says, at this point, Imam Abal Tnula, that the husband would say, give this get to her, Shani Chesavtav La, because I wrote it for her, nice, and then you would give it to her, and we're not going to be choshed that maybe it's not the proper get, and therefore using get that wasn't with Lishma to be a Megarish this woman. And L'chayr, it is Seisa Mishnah, which stated that the only time that we give this get back to Shliach is only La'alta, but if you find this get at a later point, then we have to be that maybe this is not the actual get, and therefore you can't give this back to the Shliach, and the Shliach would not be able to use this get to be Megarish this woman. And the Gemara answers, Amar Rabba, Loi Kasha, it's not Shver, that Kam B'Makom Sheish Yoreis Metzuyos, that Amish is talking about a case where there were many people that were traveling to Syria, and there were caravans, and that's why Mishnah said that once it's a longer period of time, then we have to be Choshish that maybe this get actually fell from a different Shliach, and as Rashi says, Shem Ma'ovim Meshav Machirim Nafal, and therefore the get would not be valid. However, Kam B'Makom Sheish Yoreis Metzuyos, the Brice is discussing a case where there weren't caravans and therefore there weren't many people in this area that came from other places, and therefore even if you find this get at a later point, as long as the husband agrees that he wants to divorce his wife and give this get to his wife, we wouldn't be choshish that this is not the actual original get and it wasn't written in Shema, and therefore the husband would be able to divorce his wife with this get. And even though from the passage of Rabbi's Teretz it would seem once this is Man Rubah and the Shiyaretz Metzuyosham, then the get would be puzzle. However, the Gemara now continues and clarifies the words of Rabbah, and the Gemara explains, "Vafil b'makom sheish yoreis metzuyos," and even if it's a place where there are many caravans and there are many people over there, however, there's still an added condition in order to pass this get. As v'hu shechusku shnei Yosef ben Shimon be'achas, you have to have a chazakah that there were two Yosef ben Shimon that lived in the city where this get originated from. And l'fi zeh, when the Mishnah states that if it would be found at a later point that the get would be possible, it's only where there was shiurus metzuyisham. And there's also a case where we know that in the town where the husband lives, there are two people named Yosef ben Shimon, and therefore it's possible that this get was being delivered by another shliach for a person with the same name to a woman with the same name who lives in this town, and therefore the get would be possible. And Ayin and Tais Rid, who actually states, "Vegam shemis nishuseim nami b'cheskel shein shavim," and not only was it a chazaka that there were two people named Yosef ben Shimon in the town where this get originated from, there's also a chazaka that in this town where the shliach is delivering the get to the wife, that it's also muchzik that two women in this town with the same name as the wife. However, at the end of the Tais Rid, in parentheses, it's brought down for Rav Eimer, "Afal pi shlei b'cheskel shemis nishuseim shavim, hayol b'chuzik ushtei Yosef ben Shimon pasul." And l'chayr, the svar of this shita is that since in the town where the get is being delivered, there's this woman whose name Rachel, and there's Shiaris Metzuyas, and therefore possibly there are many people named Rachel that came to the town that we don't know about, and therefore, even if we're not muchzik, that there's another woman in this town named Rachel, as long as there's Shiaris Metzuyas, and we know that there are two men named Yosef ben Shimon in the town where the get originated from, then this get would be puzzle. And Rashi points out that this last clause of the Gemara is not based on Rabbi himself, and Rabbi didn't say it by himself. However, the Gemara continues and says, "Dilei Temachi, that I'm going to prove to you that this must be Rabbi Shita, because if not, Kashik Rabba ad Rabba, and then we would have a stira on Rabbi himself from another member of Rabba, as the Hu Gita de Shtachach Beidin de Rav Huna, there was a get that was found in the Bezin of Rav Huna, and Mahavi Kasa Bey, and it was written in the get, Bishaviri Masa da Rachas Nara, that the husband lived in the town of Shaviri, which is situated by the river called Rachas." Rashi explains this get was not found right away, and it was found at a later point, and the reason why it was in the Bezin, Shehuva Sham Lakaim of Bezin, that it was brought to Bezin in order to be Makayim, the Chesimus Edom in Bezin, the Kasub Hempik, and it was a Hempik that was already on this get, Vinafu Mezev Hu Taivai, and this Shliach comes and says that I've lost this get, and this is the actual get, and Vlehusaku Shne Yosef ben Shimon Ba'isa'ir, and there wasn't a Chazakah that there were two Yosef ben Shimon that lived in the town of Shviri, and Va'amar Rav Huna stated, Chayshon Shne Shviri, that we have to worry that although there aren't Shne Yosef ben Shimon in this city of Shviri, however, we still have to be Chayshish that maybe there are two different towns called Shviri, and maybe there's another Yosef ben Shimon that lives in that Shviri, and therefore the get would not be a valid get. And this is the way that the Mefarshim seem to explain our Gemara, that Rav Huna actually passed in this way, and this is a statement of Rav Huna. However, Ayin and Taisis and Mesechus Bar Basra and Dafkuf Ayin Beis on Beis, Dibel Maschel Minach, where he says this is actually a question that Rav Huna was asking, do we have to be Chayshish that maybe it came from another Yosef ben Shimon who lived in another town called Shviri as well, and maybe this get is not a valid get, but this is the Shaila of Rav Huna, and he wasn't actually Chayshish to Shaila, and it makes sense because the Gemara continues, V'omle Rav Chisda Rabba, and Rav Chisda said to Rabba, Puk V'ayin Ba, the Lord to Boilach Minach Rav Huna, since Rav Huna has a Shaila, so I'm sure that tonight when you come to Rav Huna, he's going to ask you the Shaila, and Nafik Dok V'eshkach, and Rabba went out, and he found a Raya in order to be Chayshish to Shaila, the Thnan, as the Mishnah says in Masechta Baba Metzia, on Daf Chof and Aleph, Kol Maisa Bezdin HaReze Yachser, and Rashi explains, Kol Maisa Bezdin HaMitzah Shtar Mekuyim Bezdin, if someone finds a Shtar that was Mekuyim Bezdin, and since the Shtar was Mekuyim, Rashi says that you don't have to worry that maybe the person didn't actually give the Shtar, and V'nimelech Leim Shlei Litnam, Delei Ovid Lekiyum Meshtara El Malva, that's not normal for someone to be Mekuyim Meshtar, aside from the Malva himself, as once the transaction is consummated, and the Malva lent the money, and he received the Shtar, the Chai Shem Yemusu Edim, at that point he's concerned that maybe the Edim will die, and they won't be able to be Mekayim de Chasimus, and therefore he goes to Bezin in order to receive a hempik, and in order to have good proof that this is actually a valid shtar. And the Mishnah teaches us in this case, if you find such a shtar, you could give it back to the Malva. And Rashi says, "V'lei chashin l'shema inazeh," and you don't have to be chayshish that maybe this is not the actual shtar that belonged to this Malva. And based on this Mishnah, Rabba wanted to bring a raya to the Shaila Rav Huna. And in the case where you found a get in the Bezin of Rav Huna and it had a hempik, then is that even if you found it la'achas man and wasn't la'alta, you could still give it back to the shliach. And the Gemara now continues with his raya, but beidin Rav Huna, but the ma'isa the Bezin of Rav Huna, dechemakim shashiyaris metzuyas dami, that is considered like a place where there are many people and there's caravans that are always coming there, as Rashi says, hakol tzrichin loy, because everyone needed the Bezin Rav Huna ledin loy ra uboyim sham. And the Gemara continues with kapashet yachser, and Rabba stated that you could return the get to the shliach alma. Therefore, you see from there that he hilchsuku shnei Yosef ben Shimon be'achas in that the only time that we wouldn't give the get back to the shliach is only if you knew that there were two Yosef ben Shimon that lived in that city. However, v'loy loy, if you don't know that there were two Yosef ben Shimon that that lived in that city, and even though they were Shiyaros Metuyes, we don't have to be choishish that maybe this get really fell from a different shliach and really was someone else's get, and therefore this get wasn't written lishma. And clearly we see that Rabbi hold that if a shliach loses a get, the only way that it's possible if it actually meets the two criteria and the two conditions. Number one, it has to be that the Shiyaros Metuyes, and number two, it has to be that there was a chazaka that there were two Yosef ben Shimons that lived in the city where the get originated from, and we don't want to be choishish that maybe there's another city with the same name as the city, and there was another Yosef ben Shimon living in that city. And just to point out that according to the Oshitas that learns that the words of Rav Huna were actually a statement, and he actually seems to be arguing on Rabba, and he said the choishish on Shnei Shviri, that we have to be choishish that maybe there was a Yosef ben Shimon in another city called Shviri, and l'chayr, even though we have a Mishnah Masechta Bava Metzia that says kol ma'aseh bezdin harei yachzer, however, Mefarshim explained that Rav Huna holds that once you actually lose a get, so it's a complete reis in the get, and therefore we even have to be choishish that maybe there's another person named Yosef ben Shimon in another town with the same name. And the Gemara continues and brings another raya that Rabbah holds that you have to have these two conditions in order to pass the get, as Ovid Rabbah Ubda Bahugita Deshtakak Bekista Bepimpedisa Kishmaitse, that Rabbah Paskin this way when there was a get that was found in a Bekista, which we'll explain in a moment, which was in Pimpedisa, and even though this get wasn't found La'alta and it was found after a while, Rabbah still Paskin that you would give this get back to the Shliach, and the Shliach could then go and give the get to this woman, and the get would be valid. And the Gemara explains, Ikadami, some explain, Beduchto Hecha de Toru Kisna, that when the Gemara said, the Shtaka be Kisna, it's referring to her case where they found a get in an area where they soaked flax, the Afgav the Huxiku, and even though that they knew that there were two Yosef and Shimon that lived in the town where this get originated, however, Dleshchichon Sheirasa, that since in that area where they soaked flax, it was more like a factory area, and there weren't caravans that would go there, and there weren't many people there, therefore they said that this get must have been the original get, and the get is valid. And the Ikad Amri, and some explain that the story that happened by Rava, where they found a get, the Shtakach Be Kisna, was not talking about an area where they soaked the flax, and it was Beduchta de Mazmini Kisna, it was the area where they stole flax, and it was in the marketplace, and the reason why Rava said you could give the get back to the Shliach is because V'hushloi Hichsuku, as there was no Chazaka, that there were two Yosef ben Shimons that lived in the area where this get originated, V'shchichin Shayaris, and even though there were many people in that area, as it was a marketplace, and there were many caravans, they still said the get would be given back to the Shliach because you didn't meet the two conditions. And according to either way that we learned this Gemara, we see that Rabbah held that as long as you don't meet both conditions, and either it's not Huchsik that there were two Yosef ben Shimons in that city that the get originated from, or they were not Shiros Metsuyasham, even if the Shliach did not lose the get, La'alta, he lost the get a while ago, you would still return the get to the Shliach, and we wouldn't be Choshish that it's a different get. And Tyson Dio Maskel, Kambamakam Shaina Shiros Metsuyas, Eas Vim Taima, Hecha de Huchsku, if we know that the two Yosef ben Shimons that lived in the city, Afgav the Ina Shiros Metsuyas, even though they are not Shiros Metsuyas, Hecha Madrinon, how do you return it to the Shliach, Minoy Yadin and Shilzehu, and how do we know that this is the same get and it's not a different get? And Tyson says, Vieh Shleima, Kim de Yadin and the Mizer Yosef ben Shimon Nafel, that since we know that it fell from the Shliach of this Yosef ben Shimon, Vloy Chashin and Shem Mizel Shil Yosef ben Shimon Acha, we don't want to be Choshe that maybe this get belonged to a different Yosef ben Shimon, the Ein Lachash and Gam Acha Oved, and we don't want to be Choshe that maybe the Shliach of this other Yosef ben Shimon or Yosef ben Shimon himself lost this get, since it's in the scenario that's the Ein Shiyaris Metsuyais. And our Gemara continues, and it's almost a repeat of the Gemara that we had at the top of the Amid, where we had a steer between our Mishnah and the Mishnah Masechtas Bava Metzia on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, and Rabbi Ian said, Loi Kasha, Kam B'Mokam Shiyaris Shiyaris Metsuyais, and Kam B'Mokam Shiyaris Shiyaris Metsuyais. And we will now see that Reb Zira has a similar question, and he asked a steer between a Braisa and our Mishnah, and Reb Zira's teretz will either be exactly like Rabbi stated, or at least similar to the teretz of Rabbah. And the Gemara begins, Reb Zira Rami Masisa Na Braisa Mishani, Reb Zira asked a steer from our Mishnah on a Braisa, and he answers it. And Reb Zira asked as follows, Tanam we learned in our Mishnah, how may we get for Avin Menu in Matzala Alta Kosha bin Lav Pasol, Verminu, the Lamaisa, we have a steer from the following Braisa that states, Matzah Get Isha Bishuk, if someone finds a Get Isha in a Shuk, Bizmacha Bal Moida, if the husband is Moida that he gave this get to his wife, Yachsil Isha, you can return the get to the wife, and you don't have to be choishish that maybe it's a different get, and it wasn't written Lishma. However, Ina Bal Moida, Lo Yachsil, Lo Lezev, Lo Lezev, if the husband is not Moida, then you wouldn't return this get, not to the wife, and not to the husband. And Rashi explains, Lebal Lo Yachsil, Shemakfan Nosala, or Men Nafal, that we wouldn't return this get to to the husband because maybe he already gave this get to his wife and really she's megureshes and really his wife lost the get, and the reason why the husband wants to get back is because once he'll have the get, he'll go find Eda Mesira and he'll actually bring Edas that they actually divorced, and then when she'll be Tavei Ksuba, he'll say that I already paid it and you brought the get in Bezdin, and we learned Haitzia get for Eni Maksuba Goy Viksubasa, and therefore I had to pay, and since you didn't have the Ksuba, therefore Bezdin said that you had to give me the get in order that you should not be able to come and collect again, and you can't return to get to the wife, and since the husband says they didn't actually divorce his wife, therefore we can't give the get to the wife, as maybe she'll go and get married using this get. And the Gemara continues that it's muchach, that the only reason that we said that this get is not valid and you don't return it to the husband or to the wife is because in about moida, and we continue on daf chav zayin beis habiz mancha about moida mias. However, if the husband was moida, then yachse leisha, you would return the get to the wife vafilus ban ruba, and even if he lost it a long time ago. And I in the top taisa amid where taisa says viyachse leisha diktani haynu beedim, that you actually give the wife back her get with edim v'tiskash bechazar zu, and this get will actually work at this moment and she'll become a gureshes based on the fact that the husband will now give this get to the wife with edim. And lemaisa we see that leichashin and shem nafel, that we don't have to be chayish, maybe the get fell from someone else afilu zman ruba, even though it's a long time after they lost the get. And lechayud this brice is not like a mishnah, because on mishnah we said that once it's a zman ruba, then we wouldn't give the get back to the shliach, as the shliach would not be able to use this get to divorce this woman, because we have to be chayish that maybe that's not the original get and this get is not written lishma. And in order to explain this theory, umishani Reb Zeri explained kama makom shashiyaris mitzuyes, that our mishnah is talking about a place where there were many people that were coming with caravans, and kama makom sheina shiyaris mitzuyes, and the brisa is referring to a case where there weren't caravans, and that's why in the brisa we don't want to be chayish that maybe this get really belongs to someone else and it was written shloi lishma. Even though when Rabbi asked this question has theory between the mishnah over here and the mishnah mesechus bar mitzuya, and Rabbi answered the same teretz as Reb Zeri of kama makom shiyaris mitzuyes and kama makom sheina shiyaris mitzuyes, and the gemara then stated that certainly with you Rabba, we need a second condition, and vafilu b'makom shashiras mitzuyes b'hu shechusuk u'shnei yosef ben shimon b'irachas, and that is because the Gemara had two rayas that Rabba actually holds like that, because otherwise there would be a seer of Rabba on Rabba. However, in Reb Zera, we don't have any rayas, and therefore the Gemara will now have a shayla as to what Reb Zera holds b'negiya this din, and would Reb Zera agree to Rabba that the only time that this get would not be given back to the shliach and the get would be considered puzzle is only if it was chusuk u'shnei yosef ben shimon b'irachas, even when it's shiras mitzuyes, or we would say as long as shiras mitzuyes, even if it's not chusuk u'shnei yosef ben shimon b'achas, the get would still be pasul. And therefore, the Gemara brings down both of these svaras. Ikad Amri, some say that when Reb Zeri said that the Mishnah is referring to the case of b'mok shiras mitzuyes, and that is when we say the get is pasul and we don't return the get to the shliach, is only with the additional condition v'hu shechusuku, and also that there was a chazaka that there were two yosef ben shimons in that original city where the get originated from, and hu d'loy l'hada, and only in that case where you meet both of the conditions, then you would not return to get to the shliach behind the rabba, and therefore Reb Zera and Rabba are exactly the same shita. Ve'ikadami and others say avagav loy huksku. Reb Zera holds that even if it's not huksku, that the shnei yosef ben shimon that would darim be'er achas, the din would still be the loy l'hada, that you would not return to get to the shliach as long as there was shiyaris mitzuyas who pligged the rabba, and Reb Zera is being chaylik on rabba. And the gemara continues that we just saw that Rabba asked the stira between our mishnah and the mishnah maseches bar mitzuya, and Reb Zera asked the stira between our mishnah and a brisa. And the Gemara explains, Bishlam and Rabba loy amakar Reb Zera. It makes sense why Rabba asked a question from a Mishnah to a Mishnah, and he didn't say like Reb Zera, and he didn't ask a question from the Baisa, because Mastisa Limalei Lakshuye, as certainly it's better to ask a Stira from one Mishnah to another, and as Rashi says, Mastisa Ikum Braisa, as a Mishnah is certainly more genuine than a Braisa, and as Rashi Maseches Bar Mitzuya says, Meshum Dehi Ikka, as a Mishnah is Ikka, Vyesh Tamer Lechashayse Zuazu, the Tsarak Lechazan Shi Sashvu, the Eel Braisa Yeshlema, Ain Ikka, Rebbe Le Shana, and Reb Chiya Menaylai, since Rebbe did not include this Braisa in the Mishnayas, therefore, even though Reb Chiya taught this as a Braisa, however, how would Reb Chiya know that this is actually a genuine Braisa, and therefore it's not a very strong steer to ask a question from a Braisa to a Mishnah? And the Gemara continues, El Reb Zeri, my time, Elohim Karaba, Lechari, why Reb Zeri asked a steer between a Braisa and a Mishnah, if Lechari could have asked a steer from our Mishnah to a Mishnah Bar Mitzia like Rabba did? And the Gemara answers, Om Lecha, Reb Zeri will respond that the Mishnah Mesechus Bar Mitzia is not so clear as Mik Tani Amatnu Noisin, does the Mishnah over there say, the husband says that you should give it to the woman, that you would give it to her Bafilu Zman Ruba, and even if it's a long time frame, Dilmim Amatru Noisin Kid Kaimalon Alta, maybe over there the Diak should be that if the husband says you should give it to the wife, then you would give it to her as long as you actually found it immediately. But of course, if you found it after a long time, then maybe in a Khanami, the din would be like our Mishnah stated, that we would have to be Khashish that maybe this is not the original get, and this get wasn't written l'shma, and you would not give this get to this wife. And Rashi explains, therefore, Rav Zeira asked a question from the Braisa, because Avo Braisa Vade Kasha, from the Braisa it's Vade Kasha on a Mishnah, the Tani Yachse Leisha, as the Braisa states, you should return the get to this wife, V'ila Alta, Val Ba Moida, and if you found this get immediately, and the husband is Moida, Pshita L'may Nechishla, at that point, certainly you would have to give it back to your wife, because of course, there's no Chash, Ilav Dashmin, and Afilu Zman Ruba, and if not for the fact that it must be teaching us that even if you found it at a later point, there will be no reason for the Braisa to teach us this din. And therefore, Rav Zeira said that the Braisa must be talking about a case where it was Lizman Ruba, and even so, you would have to give the get to the wife, and this is a steer to our Mishnah. And Rashi continues, the Bishleim Masnisin, that Bishleim in the Mishnah Mesechta Bar Metzia, it doesn't say Mefurish, that the husband said you should give the get back to my wife, that you would give it to her, and therefore you don't have to find a chiddush in that diuk. And there was a separate chiddush in that Mishnah that wasn't relevant to the din of Ha'imetznu, as the chiddush of the Mishnah was that if the husband says not to give the get to the wife, that you wouldn't return it to the wife, Shani Oimek Suvin Haya, because we say that really it was written, and this is how Rashi explains our sugya in our Gemara. However, Rashi in Bar Metzia actually explains a bit differently, and he says, as since the Braisa states first, they have to return to get to the wife, then the Braisa should have clarified and made a differential between if it's a longer time or if it was la'alta, and since it didn't do so therefore we see there is no chiluk, and even l'zman ruba, you would return to get to the wife. And Rudva says, pirish the stam matzel l'zman ruba mashma, as we don't know when the get fell from the shliach or from this woman. The Gemara now continues and will bring two other terutim as to why there is no stereo between the Mishnah and Bamitzia and our Mishnah, or the Brice that we brought and our Mishnah. And Rabbi Yemi Amar, Rabbi Yemi says that really even the Mishnah Masechta Bar Metzia and the Brice could be talking about a case where she yaris mitzuyas and it was huchsuku shnei yaisa ben shimon hadarim be'achas, but even so it's not a stereo to our Mishnah, as the Mishnah Masechta Bar Metzia and the Brice is kagoyin de ka'amri edim ha'ilam lichasanu ala get echad shel yaisa ben shimon, is talking about a specific scenario where the edim said that we only sign onto one get of yaisa ben shimon and we didn't sign for any other yaisa ben shimon, and therefore even though you actually didn't find his get for his mam ruba, the get would still be valid, as we don't have to be choshish that this is another get and it wasn't written lishma. And the Gemara is, if that's the case, then certainly this is the same get, and therefore what is the chiddush of the Mishnah and the Braisa? And the Gemara explains that you may have that we should be choshish that not only were the two Yosef ben Shimons in this town and this get may have been written for that Yosef ben Shimon, but we should also be choshish that maybe there were two other Edim with the name of these two Edim, and in Chanami, even though these two Edim are testifying that they only signed on one get for Yosef ben Shimon, but the Maisa there were two other Edim with these Edim's name that signed on another get for Yosef ben Shimon, and therefore it is not a valid get, Kamash 1, that would not be Cheshish, that may be Edim Ke'edim, as that's such a Vaitech Shash. Therefore, even if it's Shiyaris Mitzuyais, and we know that with two Yosef ben Shimon, Hadarim Be'achas, the din would be that you could give the get back to the Shliach or to the wife. And Rashi adds in that when these Edim testify that we only executed one get that had the name of Yosef ben Shimon, and they also testify that we recognize that this Yosef ben Shimon is the same Yosef ben Shimon that we signed a get for. And Ayin Taisis, who says, and they don't actually recognize if this is the Yosef ben Shimon that they signed a get for. And Ayin Taisis, how he explains his pshat, and 11 lines before the end of Taisis, Taisis starts speaking about the pshat of Rashi that we mentioned, and then Taisis says, according to Rashi, we have to say that the Edom did not actually see the signatories in the get, because if they saw it and they said this is Aksav Yad, and they also say and it was specifically for this person that we signed, the pshita sheyachse, then it will be poshut that they have to return the get, as in that case we'd have to actually have a chash that we have to be worried that maybe the names are the same as well as the Edom's names are the same, and the chasimus would be the exact same chasimus, and Teresa Gemara, the Gemara doesn't mention that we would have a hamina that the chasimus of all the Edim was similar to each other. And the Gemara continues with another teretz as to the stereo between the Mishnah Masechus Bar Metzia and our Mishnah, and the Braisa and our Mishnah. And Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi states, in the Chanami, it's possible that the Mishnah Masechus Bar Metzia and the Braisa are talking about a case where it was Makim Shashiyaris Mitzuyais and it was Huchsku Shnei Yosef Ben Shimon Adarim Ba'yachas. And even if the Shliach lost this get a while ago, we would still return to get to the Shliach, as the Mishnah Masechus Bar Metzia and the Braisa are talking about a very specific case, going to Ka'ama, because the Shliach said, Nekav Yosef yesh by bitzad is plainness, that there's a hole in this get that is next to a specific letter, the havalei simen muvik, because that's the simen muvik, and therefore the shliach is neman, and you give back the get to the shliach, and it would be a valid get. And the Gemara says, al nekel ba'al maloi, but Rabbi Ashi would not say that this would work if the shliach would say that there was a hole in the get, and he doesn't specify exactly where that hole was, because misafkalei simanim idiraisei derabbanon, as there's a shaila misepts ba metziah, benegei simanim by an aveda, if the din simanim is based on a din deraisa, and therefore reply not only by mamnis, but also by issa, and therefore even if you don't have a simon muvik, it would still work because simanim are deraisa, and we could be matar and eshes ish, even based on a simon, since it's a din deraisa. However, there is a tzad that simanim are only derabbanon, and therefore it only works by din and mamnis, since there's a din of hefka bez and hefka, and then masakin that a simon should work, benegei and aveda, however, benegei a get, which is isurim, and in order to go and be matar and eshes ish, of course we wouldn't be makel, and we wouldn't allow her to go and get married if the shliach did not have a simon muvik and only had a simple simon, since simonim are only drabanon. And Rashi points out that l'chayra, why did the Gemara say that Rav Ashi had a suffix if simonim is deraisa or drabanon? Maybe we should bring a raya that Rav Ashi holds that simonim are actually drabanon, and that's why he says that a simon that's not a simon muvik would not work relevant to isuri deraisa. And Rashi points out mishum dehasmi baylon, because since in the Gemara Bava Metzia we have the shayla umahachalim mitzilim mishad, and from the words of Rav Ashi you wouldn't be able to bring a raya dohinami misafkalei, because even if Rav Ashi just has a suffix if it's deraisa or drabanon ka'asam isfeka, he would still have to say that since it's a suffix deraisa, we would have to go to chumra, we would have to say that the get is not valid. And although Rashi explains that Rav Ashi said kagoyin the common neck of yeshbei b'tzadei plainness, it's referring to the shliach making this statement. However, ayin and taisis as well as in tais rid that they bring down that there's another girsa that says that it wasn't the shliach that actually said this, but it was edim that actually said this. And ayin and taisis been again and afkamina between these two lishinis, and ayin and taisis rid ve'arichas. And the Gemara continues, Rabba Bachana erkes legita be midrasha. Rabba Bachana was a shliach for a get, and he lost the get in base medrash, and it was already his mamruba, and l'chayu was makim shashiyars mitzuyes, and it was also huchzak shnei yisab ben shimon hadarim be'achas, and there was now a shaila if they should return this get to Rabba Bachana or not. Aman, Rabba Bachana said, is simana, if you'll base yourself based on simon, isli begave, I do have a simon, even though it's not a simon muvik, and itfis ina, and if you're going to say that you need tfis ayin, isli begave, I also have tfis ayin. And as Rashi says, shenasati anybody, because I looked at it very carefully, achani mekir yofa, and therefore I recognize it very well, beloishim simon, even though I don't have a specific simon. And the Gemara says, adru nele, that they returned the get to Rabba Bachana. Oma, and Rabba Bachana said, lo yadana, I'm not sure, imashim simona adruo, did they return it to me, because I hear the simon, v'ksavi simona deraisa, and they hold that simona deraisa, imashim tfis ina, or they returned it because there was a tfis ayin, v'dafka tzumar abonon, and dafka they gave it back to me because I was tamar chacham, and therefore they weren't concerned that maybe I would lie. But if it would be a regular person, they would have returned this get to them because it was Luzman Ruba, and they wouldn't trust that this person actually had Tfiyas Ayin, and maybe this person was lying. And Rashi says, the first of all, he has Tfiyas Ayin, and he wouldn't lie. And I entice Div Mask of Adafka Tsum Rabbanon, Oim Rabbein Tam, the Amorites Nami Yodub Tfiyas Ayin, that even Amorites has Tfiyas Ayin, and the only question is if the person would lie or not, as we explained in the Gemara. And the Gemara continues, and quotes from Mishnah, the Mishnah stated, and if you don't find the get right away, then the get would be puzzle, as we have to be chayshish that maybe this get is not the same get, and it wasn't written lishma. And the Mishnah did not define what it means when it says la'alta, and therefore the Gemara brings a brisa, tarabanon, ezeo shaloi la'alta. At what point would we consider that something was found not immediately, and some agaris, ezeo la'alta? And the Gemara now brings six shitas. Rav Nassan Imer, Rav Nassan states, shashar kadei shetaba shayar v'tishra, that the get was lost for a period of time, that a caravan can come into the area and they could settle in. And Rashi explains the Lashon V'tishra is from the Lashon of Chaniya, they settle in and they camp. And Taisus brings from Rabbeinu Tam, V'tishra is Lashon Suda, that they settle in, then they actually eat a Suda, K'may Shirusa, the Metech Shemitzi and Kleim, K'day Lisaid, because they take out all of their Kelim in order to have a proper meal, Chayshin and Shem and Aflamem, so we have to be Chayshish at that point, that maybe the get fell from their packages. And we also see the Lashon of Tishra as a Lashon of a Suda, as we find that the Mishnah states, U'mashra Ishtoi Ali. And the Gemara brings a second shita, Rabbi Shimon Loza, that in order that a person could stand in that area and see that there was no other person that passed by that area since the Shliach passed by. And the Meiri says that this specifically refers to a person who is a Jew, and it doesn't refer to a person that's non-Jewish. And the third shita is that it's not enough that someone passed by the area, but it's not considered la'alta once a person comes to that area and actually spends time over there. And at that point, we have to worry that maybe the get fell from that person. And although the first three shitas that we just brought down were based on an actual mitzias. However, the next three shitas are just shiurim ba'almo nasubai. They were shiurim ba'almo that were given by the next three man amrim. As Rabbi Omer, Rabbi states, k'lid lichtav is a get. And once the get is lost for the period of time that you could write a new get, that would be considered a shiur that's not la'alta. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, k'day l'kreiser, Rabbi Yitzchak says that the shiur is in order to be able to read a get. And achirim amrim, and achirim, who's generally rameya, they say, k'day l'kreiser l'vil kreiser, the shiur is in order for a person to write a get as well as read a get. And keep in mind that even though we said the lashon yeshayim and generally yeshayim refer to Reb Nosson, but in this brisa, since we find Reb Nosson in the brisa, so therefore the yeshayim is not referring to Reb Nosson. And the Gemara continues about filu shav yesh bei simanim meidim lov, that even if they waited for the shear, but they have simanim uvakim, then the shliach could say edus. And even though it's his man ruba, we would still give the get back to the shliach. The amri, as long as the shliach says neck of yesh bei tzadis plainis, that there was a hole next to this specific ice. However, as we said, if it wouldn't be a simanim uvak, then we would not return this to the shliach. And l'chay, we have to say once again that this brisa is mesupik if simanim are deraisa or simanim are derabanan. The brisa states ve'im meidin as simanim aguf the amri arach v'gutz, but you can't say edus and testify that I know that this is the original get, as I have a simon as to the size of the get. And he says either was a very long get or was a very short piece of paper. And Rashi says she'ein elu klum, that this is not a simon at all. She'esh ke'ela habay, as certainly that is something which is very common. And it's mashman from Rashi that's only because he gave a very general and generic type of a simon. However, if he would give a more specific simon and he would say that it's exactly 5 inches long, then maybe that would be considered a simon muvik. And the brisa continues matzoi kosher bekis ba'anaki v'tabas, if you found the get that was tied to his wallet or to his purse or to a signet ring. And Rashi says umakes a kis v'esa anaki, and he recognizes his kiss or his anaki or his tabas. And we continue adav chofchasom alav oishem matzoi ben kilav, or he found a get between his items and between his documents or possessions in his house afilos man ruba, and even if he only finds a get after a longer time which was defined beforehand, kosher, this get would be valid. And Taisa states pirish bebesai, that he found the documents in his house between his items afogav derab mitzuyim bebesai, and even though there are many people that are found in his house, and if it was found on the ground and it's in his house, it's considered like shiaris mitzuyisham, and we would have to be chayish for yosef ben shimon adorim be'achas al ben kelev leklamecha shemeviu achar elahu, since it's between his documents and between his possessions. Therefore, even though it's his man ruba, we don't have to have this chash, and the get would be kosher. And the Gemara continues, itma, we learned Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel states halacha shleisha adam sham, that the shear of la'alta is as Yeshayim said, the shleisha adam sham. And Rabbi Bachana om Rabbi Yitzchak Bashmuel, however Rabbi Bachana said the name Rabbi Yitzchak Bashmuel, the halacha is shlei ova adam sham, that the psak is like Rav Shimon Elazar stated, that the shear of la'alta is shlei ova adam sham, and if it would be longer than that, then it would be considered as man ruba. And the Gemara asks, leim ma halacha kamar, ma halacha kamar, that why is it that Shmuel said halacha shleisha adam sham? He should have said the halacha is like Yeshayim, and Rabbi Bachana named Rabbi Yitzchak Bashmuel should have said halacha is like Rav Shimon Elazar. And the Gemara answers, b'shem de apchilu, since there were different versions and it wasn't clear as to what Rav Shimon ben Elazar and the Yeshayim actually said, therefore they wanted to be clear as to what the shita is. And Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Shmuel, the halacha is shleisha adam sham, and Rabbi Bachana named Rabbi Yitzchak Bashmuel said the halacha is shleiva adam sham. And before we continue, Ayin and Taisus on Daf Chav Zayin and Beis that points out that the Gemara Masechtas Yevamos on Daf Kuf Chaf Amud Aleph brings a raya from our Gemara that simanim is deraisa, since the Braisa stated that matzoi kosher bekis ba'anik uvetabas oishenimsu ben kelav, that the get is valid even though we're dealing with a get which is isurin, and we see that simanim is deraisa, and that's why even by an ishtadeishes ish we're able to be matahar even using regular simanim, and even if there wasn't a siman muvik. And finally the Gemara continues and quotes our Mishnah matzoi bechafisa ibed luskma, that you found a get in one of your kelim. And the Gemara explains what is the chafisa and what is luskma. My chafisa amar Rabba Bachana, and Rabba Bachana explains chemes ktana, it's referring to a small leather flask that is generally used to store wine. And my dluskma, and what is a dluskma? Tlika desabi, it's a box that old people would use to store their things. As Rashi Maseches Bar Mitzvah on Daf Chaf Amud Beis states, taska shazkina matzniyim ba kli tashmishon shleistaku l'chabes achreim, as an older person who is forgetful doesn't have to go and search for his items, and he knows that he keeps his important documents and his important items in this box. And we will stop over here.